Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico Edgemian, your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello, hello everybody.
And today is Tuesday, and we talked about a lot of different things today. One of my favorite segments of all time, every single year, are the Ig Nobel Prizes that are awarded for weird and funny research every single year.
Oh, yeah. Those come out every year and have for over 30 years.
Did you have any that you thought were particularly entertaining?
I guess the study that says that alcohol consumption can lead to believing you speak a
Dutch specifically.
Foreign language better.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, I have a list of the funniest Ig Nobel Prizes over the years, but there's one that we didn't cover today.
Okay.
So, the Ig Nobel Prizes are released every single year. This is the 35th annual, started in 1991. Just a quick recap of what was released this year. Literature Prize went to the late Dr. William B. Bean for persistently recording and analyzing the rate of growth of one of his fingernails over 35 years.
Wait, so this guy was actually doing research? It wasn't just like a hoarder or somebody who wanted to get in the Guinness book?
I'll just give
you... Yeah, no, tell me, like, how serious did he take this?
So seriously that these are the different journals that this has been included in. The Transactions of the American Clinical and Climatological Association, the Journal of Investigative Dermatology, Archives of Internal Medicine, the International Journal of Dermatology. So this was taken kind of seriously about fingernail growth.
For how many years?
35 years.
35 years.
Now, my question would be, did he keep one nail the same growth over the entire time? Or would he cut it, but just analyze?
I mean, I'm picturing it as having one really, really long fingernail.
Looked like a Coke dealer, right?
Well, I mean, after some point, it gets too long even to be helpful there. Right? Think about it. Right. At some point, it's going to be as long as your forearm. It would be almost impossible to get it up into your nose region.
Now, there's one study that we didn't go over on the show today, and that was the Pediatric Prize.
What did that find?
For studying what happens when a nursing baby experiences what a mother eats. So a mother ate a ton of garlic while she was pregnant and breastfeeding. And apparently her milk ended up tasting like garlic.
One way to make sure that your unborn is not a vampire.
But it turns out the baby preferred the garlic. After drinking the garlic, like, the baby preferred garlic milk to regular milk.
Okay.
That's kind of funny, right? All right.
I guess so, but some poor baby had to...
Eat a lot of garlic. All right.
Sounds weird.
So I have asked my research fellow. I have a personal assistant. He's always helping me out.
Yeah. Senior?
Yeah.
Six-year senior?
First name Chat, last name GPT.
Yeah.
And I asked them to, you know, compile a list of the funniest Ig Nobel Prizes over the years. So I have five of them. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right, let's go through them real quick. Number one, from 2006. Arvid Vatel studied the containers patients used for delivering urine samples.
Don't they just give you something at the doctor's office when they need that?
Apparently it's that different doctors and different places provide different containers.
Well, then I think the answer would be whichever one is provided to you.
Some of them are just strange.
Like you're supposed to bring them in yourself? All right. Yeah. Well, give me an example.
You know what? I don't have entire like study on this. So this is just a quick list.
I've never been asked for, maybe. Have I ever been asked for a urine sample I'm supposed to collect at home and then bring it in? And what would I bring it in?
God, you know what? I'm just going to find it for you because I think the questions will be left and people will be dissatisfied with this podcast for just leaving that question out there.
So you need to...
I found it.
Dive deeper. Isn't that what ChatGPT asks you if you want to do?
Okay, so... I can't find it. Okay, well, we'll move on. Next up, 1996. In chemistry, people were studying preparing barbecue in less than 5 seconds using a smoldering cigarette, charcoal, and liquid oxygen.
That was from...
How fast can you get meat cooked if you just add rocket fuel?
This study was conducted at RU, Redneck University.
That was 1996. 2000, somebody won the Ig Nobel for medicine for MRI scans of people having sex. Doctors in lab scans staring at MRIs.
While people are having sex?
Going, yes, the alignment is good. Yes.
I can see that as having a legitimate research purpose.
In 2013, the biology/astronomy Ig Nobel went to somebody who researched that dung and discovered that dung beetles use the Milky Way for navigating. Dung beetles use the stars. Now, maybe not.
Really? Like they're looking up and. Oh.
Maybe not in the way that you think, like, okay, this is that's the North Star. This is, constellation of Cancer. So I think probably based on, like, apparent light coming from stars, they might be able to use it.
Well, good thing they settled that.
And Christopher Hitchens. Christoph Hitchens. Excuse me. Somebody
not
else.
Christopher
not
Hitchens.
Christopher. Christoph Hitchens. Excuse me. Christoph Helmchen won the Ig Nobel in 2016 in medicine. That itch relief by mirror scratching is a real thing. So if you got a itch on your arm and you put a mirror next to it, if you scratched the mirror, it would feel like you were scratched. It would take away the itch sensation.
Now, that sounds like an experiment that we could replicate on our own, doesn't it?
Actually, it does. Do you want to try that?
Well, I don't have an itchy arm right now. Do you?
Not right now.
In fact, no body parts itch right now.
And then finally,
yeah,
I want to talk about, this isn't has nothing to do with Ig Nobel Prizes, but earlier we were talking about how Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, a lot of people that were Republicans, really had not nice things to say about Donald Trump when
they were talking about how he's the worst. He's going to make, not only lose this election to Hillary Clinton, he's going to cause us to lose for decades to come if we do this terrible, terrible thing. I mean, the most negative people about Donald Trump were his opponents in 2015.
And we brought up the comment that Marco Rubio made about Donald Trump's hand size, and implying that Donald Trump's small hands meant he had a small penis. You definitely don't have a small penis, sir. Like the South Park episode.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Well, somebody, I don't know if it was the neckline or an app chat, but somebody said, hey, it turns out you guys were wrong on the hand size. It's not hand size that determines penis length or size. Guess what it is? Nose size.
What?
Right? So I had to look it up. They were absolutely correct that some of the most recent research, just as of 3 years ago.
God, Adrian Brody, then. Am I right?
Who's that movie reviewer that has a huge... what is his name? I'll think of
There's
it.
There's a movie reviewer with a big nose?
Yes. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, wait. Hold on a second.
Carl Malton.
Now, you're thinking of Carl Malden.
Carl Malden.
An actor, and you're getting him confused with Leonard Maltin, the movie director, who has a button nose.
Okay, yes.
So Carl Malden.
But he has a big nose, too. I think they both have
big
noses.
I guess
so. Yeah.
All right. Wait, is that 100% correlation?
All right,
I bet you could find some guy with a big schnoz that is not.
So let me give it to
overly
you.
Overly endowed.
A 2021 study published in the Journal of Basic and Clinical Andrology found that men with larger noses had significantly longer, flaccid, and erect penile lengths. Wow. Ah, another study published in 2023 confirmed these findings. Also showed that the nose size was correlated with penile circumference. So not just length, but girth as well. These studies suggest the big nose, big hose hypothesis may be true.
And they say hands and feet don't have anything to do with it?
No. The exact mechanism, not fully understood behind this correlation. However, some theories suggest that it may be related to hormonal factors or development similarities between the nose and genitalia. Important to note that these studies are...
What if a woman has a big nose?
Huge penis. Big clit. Yeah, big clit. These studies are observational and do not prove a causal relationship between nose size and penis length. Additionally, the studies were conducted on small sample sizes.
Not so small.
And may not be generalizable to the wider population. So, the conclusion. While evidence suggests a correlation between nose size and penile length, further research is needed to understand the mechanism. It is essential to remember that penile size is just one factor that contributes to sexual satisfaction, should not be the primary focus of sexual health concerns. I'm glad that you included that on this.
I didn't.
No, I'm talking to the AI that pulled this up for me. Thank you for making sure that all of us who are looking into the studies of penile length know that sexual satisfaction and the primary focus of sexual health should not be penis size. But the big hose, big nose, big hose might be just right.
Not big feet, big meat. Not big hands, big glands.
Big hands, big hams.
Okay.
All right. That's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays. And don't forget to listen to the regular Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday.
Well, you want to subscribe. That's the...
Make sure to like and subscribe, as they would say. And the regular Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on 95.5 KLQ El Paso's Best Rock. Talk to you all next time.